Thank you very much, delegates. It's now time for a change of pace. We move to item number 9 on our agenda, which concerns financial and budgetary matters. The presentation of the financial situation for the previous biennium and the proposed budget for the upcoming biennium is required by the rules of procedure. You are required to be notified by the rules of procedure. The working documents that you have been provided have been produced by the Codex Secretariat under the guidance of their budget advisors in FAO and in consultation with and coordination with WHO. I will ask the Secretariat, Dr. Miyagishima, to discuss first for us the budget for 2006-2007. We will then move into proposals for 2008-2009 and then talk about possible future options. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Sorry, Madam Chair. I haven't asked for the floor since some time, so my learning process is easily interrupted. Madam Chair, there are three documents that can be considered on this particular agenda item. One is the document Arinom 07/30/9. It's addendum 1. And finally, information document CAC/30/3. As you have suggested, Madam Chair, I will introduce those documents part by part. The statement of expenditure for the previous biennium, 2004-2005, was already presented to the last session of the Commission, so it is not part of this document. However, the document includes in its table 1 the information on the current biennium. You see that there are small adjustments in figures between the figures you have already seen 2 years ago at the 28th session of the Commission and the actual figures that appear in the official budget document of FAO. And I would like to take this opportunity to mention, especially for the attention of delegates which are new to the Codex system, that the FAO and WHO provide their contributions to the joint Codex program, and in accordance with Article 9 of the statutes of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, using funds from their respective regular budgets. The budget is managed in FAO in accordance with the same article that states that the joint FAO-WHO food standards program is administered by FAO on behalf of both FAO and WHO. Therefore, in terms of the FAO accounting system, the WHO contribution is counted as income, which is then added to the contribution coming from the regular budget of FAO, which finally constitute the total revenue for the Codex budget. As you see in table 1, we have some 45% of the total budget being spent on the salaries of professional and general service staff members, and some 55% spent on program operational costs. So this is the report for information on the current budgetary period. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and I invite the Commission to take note of this information and then turn our attention now to the budget proposals for 2008-2009. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The established practice and the rules require that the estimate of expenditure for the forthcoming biennium be presented to the Commission for its review and comments, and those comments will be taken into account by the two parent organizations when determining the final contribution level of the Codex budget. Therefore, at this stage, the estimate of expenditure for the next 2 years to come, 2008 and 2009, are being submitted to you for your review and observations. However, the final authority to determine the budget level for the Codex program resides jointly with the Director General of FAO and the Director General of WHO. I have to spend a few minutes to explain the asynchronous budgetary preparation process going on in FAO on one hand and in WHO on the other. In case of WHO, its supreme governing body, the World Health Assembly, met in May, some 5-6 weeks ago, and adopted the overall WHO's budget for the next biennium. And currently, the WHO is undergoing internal process to come up with the final level of contribution from WHO to FAO to put their funds on the Codex budget. As far as FAO is concerned, its final budget will be adopted, will be presented, budgetary proposals will be presented, and the final budget will be adopted by the FAO conference meeting in November this year. So as far as FAO is concerned, the budget has not yet been adopted. Usually, at this moment of budgetary preparation cycle, we have some indicative figures about the factors, such as cost increase factors, that should be available in reaching the realistic budgetary figures and estimate of costs for the forthcoming biennium. However, that FAO is undergoing the organization-wide reform process, as well as the exercise of independent external evaluation. Due to these events, it was not possible for FAO to present at this point of time, the precise estimate of the costs that might need to allow the Codex to preserve the same purchasing power in the next biennium. Under this extraordinary exceptional situation, the Codex Secretariat, in consultation with the Program and Budget Unit of FAO, we applied sort of generic cost increase factor, which has been used in developing the preliminary version of FAO budget proposals for the next biennium. In other words, we applied 16.2% increase for personal service and 3.2% for non-staff costs. And by applying these figures, cost increase figures, to the budget of the current biennium, we obtained the figures that are included in the right-hand side of Table 2A. At this stage, we are not quite sure whether the application of the organization-wide cost increase factor was appropriate and representative of the internal expenditure structure of the Codex Secretariat, but that was the only means to present to you some concrete figures. Because we used the budget of the current biennium and extrapolate it to the budget of the next biennium, this scenario assumes that the same cost-saving measures taken at the beginning of this biennium stay in place. And those cost-saving measures are mentioned in paragraph 7 of the main working document. Additionally, there are some considerations on the budget proposal for the next biennium. First of all, the FAO conference meeting in November this year will consider whether or not to take up Russian language as a FAO language. Currently, Russian language is included in the languages used by the World Health Assembly. However, it is not an FAO language yet. This means that Russian language currently does not satisfy the condition set out in paragraph 1 of Rule 14 of the Rules of Procedure that require that the languages of the Commission should be chosen from the working languages of both FAO and the Health Assembly of WHO. However, in condition that Russian is taken up as a language of FAO, by the November this year, Russian language may satisfy the condition set out in Rule 14 of the Rules of Procedure, thereby qualifying as a language of the Commission. But still, the opinion should be expressed by the Commission whether or not you really wish to take up Russian language, conditional to two factors. One, FAO conference finally agrees to take up Russian as an FAO language, and secondly, FAO and WHO provide sufficient budget increase to absorb the cost increase related to the introduction of Russian as the language of the Commission. You have the estimate based on the cost during this biennium of introducing Russian language eventually as a language of commission, which is $156,000. Again, this is the estimate based on the cost of the current biennium, and it will be probably higher in the real term for the next biennium. This cost will cover two sessions of the commission in the forthcoming biennium in 2008 and 2009, and one session of Coordinating Committee for Europe. This means that Russian language will be treated in a manner that the Commission is using Arabic or Chinese. For the majority of subsidiary bodies of the Commission, Codex committees and task forces, three main working languages, English, French, and Spanish, will continue to be used. Madam Chair, the second element is the eventual taking up of Portuguese only within the context of Coordinating Committee for Africa, and only as a language for simultaneous interpretation and not for document translation. The request had been made at the last session of Codex Coordinating Committee for Africa with the support of Portuguese-speaking delegations, and the justification presented by those delegations was that Portuguese was indeed being used at a regional level in meetings of FAO and WHO as a language of simultaneous interpretation, but not for documentation. The estimated cost, additional cost to enlarge the language coverage of CC Africa is estimated as $1,600-$1,500 based on the cost of the current biennium. Finally, Madam Chair, when we developed Table 2A and Table 2B, we followed the assumption that the FAO and WHO will maintain the actual share of the total cost between these two organizations, meaning FAO contributing 82.4% and WHO contributing 17.6%. Therefore, there are, so to speak, several different scenarios. One is the Table 2A. That would mean that the Commission will conserve the same purchasing power as this biennium, meaning that there will be all meetings of coordinating committees preserved. All of them will meet one time during the next biennium. The Commission will meet two times, meaning annual meetings. However, the Exec Committee will meet only three times and not four times. And all the cost-saving measures to reduce to the minimum the documentation cost already in place will be maintained. The second scenario will be this base scenario plus Russian plus Portuguese, which would go slightly higher than Table 2B. The other scenario will be to agree to the inclusion of either Russian or Portuguese, respectively in the context of the Commission and CC Euro for Russian and for CC Africa in the context of Portuguese. But for the sake of simplicity of budgetary tables to present to the Commission, we provided the Table 2B that would include only the cost increase for the Russian language. But this is not meant to preempt the decision in any direction of the commission. The secretariat will be happy to provide any answers to any questions delegates may have. And I'm not quite sure whether FAO and WHO can wish to make any statement at this stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I would like to confer just extremely briefly with my colleagues here because we have an invitation for there is a reception at 5:30. I would like, if possible, to conclude this item by 5:30 if we think that is possible. We have a number of items to discuss, and it would also require perhaps a short, concise presentation by the Secretariat on alternative funding mechanisms and a rather short presentation by FAO and WHO on Codex budget for Codex-related activities. If that is that possible? Is it acceptable? All right? Then I would propose that we have a general discussion right now for about the next 5 or 7 minutes on the issues raised by the Secretariat regarding the 2008-2009 biennium budget and the issues that he has proposed that we may face with respect to the potential inclusion in various ways of Russian and Portuguese. And I propose that I have 5 after 5. Let's go for about 12 minutes after 5 and take questions, observations from the floor, and questions from the Secretariat, answers from the Secretariat, FAO, and WHO. Delegates, please, your thoughts, your concerns, your questions. China, please.
主席先生，对不起。 Sorry, I also call you Madam Chair. No, Mr. Chair. 谢谢主席。 我想呢借这个机会呢谈另外一个问题。那么首先呢对过去几年过去这些年在委员会和Codex秘书处所有人工作人员努力下呢我们看到了法典工作的逐步的推进。但是呢同时我也想提到就是刚才秘书介绍了一下206-07的经费花费以及 今后2年的预算，但是我觉得在为作为整个法典委员会里面，可能只谈到FAO、WHO的这个经费的花费呢，我觉得是不完整的，可能只含有一部分。那么另外一部分呢，我觉得就是在所有委员会。 的主持国以及所有各成员国在这个法典事务当中的花费，我觉得是不应该被忽略的。当然提到这个问题呢，我觉得并不是说因为中国成为 CCFA和CCPR 的主持国才来提这个问题，而是觉得呢，我们在今年主持了这两届委员会之后，我们有更深的体会。所以我们觉得呢，就是特别在过去40年当中，所有的 一般原则委员会、商品委员会、特设工作组、包括区域协调委员会、包括在座的各成员国参加每年的数十次的会议，我觉得这些经费呢都是为这个在法典事务当中为法典的推进做出了巨大的贡献。所以我也希望我们在委员会当中一个建议就是说，在今后的预算和评估当中能把这些费用加进去。 才能完整的反映出来我们食品法典事务到底花费了全球的多少经费这个支出。第二点呢，就是说，我觉得也是说对所有在座的这个其特别是其他委员会，我觉得也应该有一个交流的机会，就是到底是在各委员会不同根据大家的经历，到底这个经费是怎么样支出更有效、更节省。 办更好的效益的事情，我们也希望在有机会呢，能在这方面呢进行进一步的交流。 好，谢谢。
Thank you, China. Cameroon, please.
Madame la Présidente, merci de me passer la parole. Nous avons discuté de cette question longuement au comité exécutif. Et je crois que beaucoup de choses en sont sorties qui sont reprises dans le rapport de ce comité. Et d'abord, pour dire d'entrée, Madame la Présidente, la délégation du Cameroun prend note des informations financières et budgétaires que le secrétariat vient de nous fournir. Et nous voulons féliciter le secrétariat pour sa capacité d'anticipation en nous présentant un projet de budget qui est encore entouré de beaucoup de certitudes, notamment à la FAO. Et quand on parle d'incertitudes, c'est qu'on ne connaît pas encore quel sera le budget du Codex pour la FAO. On ne sait pas si on va adopter le russe cette année. On ne sait pas davantage si le portugais sera une langue de la FAO. Donc autant d'incertitudes nous empêche aujourd'hui, Madame la Présidente, d'avoir une idée claire de l'appropriation budgétaire pour le Codex pour 2008-2009. Il est donc difficile ici de se prononcer sur un chiffre et nous n'osons pas nous aventurer vers cette direction. Nous continuons à reconnaître l'importance du Codex pour les membres en ce qui concerne les questions de la normalisation et de la protection du consommateur et même dans le commerce international. Et à cet égard, nous souhaiterons, comme nous l'avons toujours fait, demander que les ressources du Codex soient maintenues tout au moins au niveau actuel en termes relatifs. À cet égard, Madame la Présidente, je ne sais pas quel est le processus que nous allons prendre puisque la prochaine commission aura lieu l'année prochaine. Et est-ce qu'il ne faudrait peut-être pas envisager que le comité exécutif à sa 60e session puisse examiner dans le niveau du budget et peut-être proposer, selon les recommandations de la 33e conférence, et proposer cela. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cameroon. We have about 30 seconds left for anyone else's comments. There are a number of observations that have been made by the executive committee, and I wonder whether delegates wish to reinforce, wish to add. Cameroon has very rightly pointed out that there are concerns about back charging and there are concerns about uncertainty in the FAO budget, and this makes planning very difficult. I think that we can make those recommendations as part of our report. I will take one more comment, and it is from Ethiopia, please.
Thank you, Madam. Ethiopia supports the suggestions which is given by the Commission. By the way, we just support the principle followed by the Commission, because when you see the cost increase phenomena is a reality. It's impossible to neglect this reality. But I believe that you have used certain statistical methods, or you can make use of softwares to have exact approximation, or you can say here, nearer to the exact result. So you can consider this one. The other one which I'm interested to point out is about the language coverage. When you see the official language used by ISO, we have three languages: English, French, and Russian. These are international standards. Actually, when you see these international standards, most of these international standards are voluntary standards. When you see these codex standards, with exception of some standards, even which we are going to develop, most of the standards are standards to be used internationally. Especially when you see the codex standards, since they are concerned with safety and health, in most nations, we are going to make them compulsory. So, when you see, compare these two, I support the inclusion of Russian language to be an official language in the Commission. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Ethiopia. I see that we have a requested intervention from the World Trade Organization, and I recognize that this is a subject of great interest to people. It may not be possible to finish this discussion by 5:30. We may need to finish it tomorrow morning. But let's continue and take a few more interventions on the 08-09 biennium and Russian and Portuguese. WTO, please.
Yes, thank you. I'll be very brief. As members of the Codex Commission are aware, Codex has a very special status in WTO's SPS agreement as one of the three standard-setting bodies referenced specifically. In its discussions, members of the SPS committee have repeatedly called for the need to ensure that Codex program has sufficient funds to undertake its mandate. Most recently, this has come up last week under the agenda item regarding the monitoring the use of international standards. I just wanted to reflect the discussion in the SPS committee in this forum. Thank you.
Thank you, representative from the World Trade Organization. Would any other delegates like to make comment on the issues on the floor now? Australia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Australia appreciates the difficulties that Codex Secretariat has in preparing this paper. We recognise that the timing of parent body meetings, which determine the budget, are not readily aligned with the meetings of the Codex Executive and the Commission. We congratulate the Secretariat on the significant improvement over the years in the transparency of the figures that the Commission sees, and we would like to see that work continue. We appreciate that the document in discussion acknowledges that the final Codex budget will be determined by a number of factors. It's our strong view that the Commission should reiterate its previous calls to the parent bodies for a real increase in the level of funding for Codex in 2008-09, properly supported, of course, by a business case justifying that increase. Clearly, Codex needs to be appropriately funded to carry out its mandate. If the Commission could agree to this, we would strongly encourage members to take this back to their FAO and WHO representatives and to seek to have them reiterate this point in the overall discussions on the budget at the parent body level. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Australia. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Costa Rica quiere manifestar su preocupación en el siguiente sentido. Todavía en las traducciones de los idiomas oficiales hay problemas, en particular el de la lengua española. No sé si es estrictamente un tema presupuestario, pero en parte es de esa naturaleza. Entonces la preocupación es, si no tenemos claro los fondos aprobados, ¿cómo garantizamos que no vaya a perjudicarse el desempeño de los otros idiomas ahora oficiales, sin menoscabo de la importancia de las otras lenguas? O sea, en este sentido lo que nos preocupa es que no se vaya a afectar, y más bien que hay mejoras que hacer en los idiomas ya oficiales del Codex. Gracias.
I see no other flags. Are there any questions specifically for FAO and WHO on the points that we've discussed so far? New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will be very brief. We endorse the comments Australia has just made in respect of the various issues that relate to the budget as we look ahead to the 08-09 year. The two specific points we want to make is in the light of your invitation to address specific issues, we'd just like to draw attention to the report of the Executive Committee and the specific issues that were discussed in the Executive Committee discussion on this particular item. We would like to emphasize in particular the call that the Executive Committee made to urge the parent bodies, both FAO and in particular WHO, to give high priority to the Codex Work Program and for the WHO to perhaps consider increasing its relative share of the budget. The second issue is in the light of the increasing importance of the Executive Committee in its strategic and standards management functions, we would urge the Commission to give high priority to continuing with the full complement of meetings of the Executive Committee. We have found from the experience of this Commission's meeting the value of having the guidance of the Executive Committee in the deliberations, in particular in the standards adoption and review of new work proposals, etc. So those are our comments. So we would like to endorse the outcome and conclusions of the Executive Committee and support the particular points made by Australia. Thank you.
Thank you. New Zealand, Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil, we will be very brief. We thank the Secretariat for the presentation of this document, for presented the table, given the difficult circumstances to prepare estimates for the budget for the new biennium. On the issue of the introduction of the Russian language, we would just like to recall the discussions just held at the Council, the 132nd session of the Council. The Council approved in principle, but the Council was very aware of the many considerations, the financial implications, the critical financial situation of FAO. So the Council requested for more studies, more alternatives, and more deliberation on this subject. We would like to very strongly support the intervention just made by Costa Rica concerning the importance of the other languages, and if I may refer specifically to Spanish now, because that is the language that our experts, our codex experts in Brazil, utilize for the documentation and all. So it's very important to maintain the quality and the level of the Spanish language of the Codex Alimentarios. And finally, just to express support for Portuguese in the CC Africa, as already approved for the Regional Conference of FAO for Africa. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Brazil. Cape Verde, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Mon intervention vient dans le même sens de l'intervention du Brésil. Je pense que les langues plus importantes du monde doivent vraiment avoir la possibilité de être utilisées dans cette importante tribune. Ceci étant dit, j'aimerais demander une clarification aux représentants de l'FAO concernant la question de l'utilisation du portugais en tant que langue de travail dans le cadre de la Commission pour l'Afrique. L'année prochaine, comme nous le savons, la Commission régionale pour l'Afrique se réunirait. Et j'aimerais savoir si le principe de l'utilisation du portugais sera continue, sera préservé.
Donc, je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cap Verde. I would like to take perhaps a final intervention from Argentina and then ask the representative of WHO to take the floor. Argentina, please.
Sí, gracias, presidente. Presidenta, nosotros queremos referir a dos temas. Antes que nada, agradecer la presentación del documento por parte de la Secretaría. Y luego, los dos temas, uno es una pregunta y otro es un apoyo. Con respecto a la pregunta, nos interesaría tener más detalles, más precisiones sobre el personal y la distribución del personal en, según las tareas, según las distintas estrategias que en este momento está trabajando para el Códex. Ese es un tema que nos parece muy, muy importante y que nos gustaría tener mayor detalle sobre ello. La otra cuestión es el tema de los idiomas. En otros comités en los que hemos participado hemos sido defensores muy fuertes del uso correcto y la posibilidad de interpretación y traducción en término del español. No es esta la comisión del Códex una excepción. En ese sentido estamos en línea con lo que dice Costa Rica, Brasil, Cabo Verde. Apoyamos fuertemente también a los dos países luso parlante en lo que han dicho, tanto Brasil como Cabo Verde, con respecto al portugués. Y tenemos a su vez un recordatorio con respecto a lo que el Consejo dijo con respecto al ruso, que si bien se aprueba su inclusión, es necesario realizar mayores estudios. Posiblemente ello también permitiría tomar alguna decisión con respecto al presupuesto. Gracias.
Thank you, delegates. The time is drawing nigh that we need to recess the session for the evening. However, the Secretariat would like to make a couple of clarifying interventions with respect to points that have just recently been made. In addition, the representatives from WHO and FAO want to speak. It seems to me unlikely that we will be able to draw together conclusions of this discussion tonight, which I had hoped to do. So we will do that beginning first thing tomorrow morning when we reconvene at 9:30. I will now turn to the Secretariat to offer a couple of clarifications, and then we'll see if we have time for FAO and WHO. Otherwise, we will take them first thing tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Just 3 points in reply to questions raised. First, in making the estimate for the additional costs for taking up Portuguese in the next biennium, the listed estimate takes only account of the addition of language, the language of interpretation in the coordinating committee for Africa, and not for any other regions. We note that the same language is spoken in Latin America, is also spoken in Europe. However, at this stage, in the case of Coordinating Committee for Europe, this committee is running with 3 cabins of interpreters, and if Russian and Portuguese are being added, there would be 5 cabins of interpreters, which would occupy almost half of the meeting room. However, this is the matter for decision for the Commission and for the FAO and WHO to decide whether they would come up with any responding budgets. So this is a matter for policy decision depending on the budget levels of FAO and WHO. Secondly, Madam Chair, the translations of working documents, the co-working documents prepared for this particular session and any other sessions of the Commission is being handled by the translation services of FAO, and it is part of the cost estimate of the Codex budget. The translations of working documents and the majority of committee reports of task forces and of Codex committees are being paid mostly out of the budget of the host countries organizing these meetings. As mentioned by one delegation, there is a huge share of host governments making in-kind contribution to the Codex operation. So the Codex is a huge joint venture between FAO, WHO, and member states, and in particular those countries volunteering to host certain subsidiary bodies. Therefore, if there are problems that continue to subsist in terms of the timely availability of working documents and Codex reports for the Commission and for the committees and other subsidiary bodies, it is primarily not a matter of insufficient budget. It is rather driven by the fact that there are too many Codex meetings, and Codex meetings are reporting to each other. This is one of the major reasons where the original document cannot be prepared long before, sufficiently before, long before the session concerned, and this is leading to the delay of the availability of certain translations. And I must note that with the annual session of the Commission, the situation is getting worse. And again, there are a number of initiatives taken at the level of subsidiary bodies leading to the establishment of working groups, which is in principle welcome. But those meetings of working groups are adding to the already busy Codex sessions, and also the Commission might recognize that many Codex contact points are also stretched to the limit of their working capacities, and several member countries can only submit their comments with certain delay. And that is also a factor in delaying the availability of translation documents. And finally, Madam Chair, in relation to the question raised by the staff structure under the regular budget of the Codex Secretariat, some detail, the point was raised during the Executive Committee session last week, and details are found in paragraph 95 of the Executive Committee report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. It is now 17:28. We have 2 minutes before concluding. I suggest that at this point there is relatively little to be gained from asking FAO and WHO to give 30-second interventions. So we will conclude our discussion of the budget matter now and take it up again when we reconvene tomorrow morning at 9:30 sharp. Thank you very much. Distinguished delegates, enjoy your evening, and I'm sorry, the Secretary has a couple of housekeeping comments to make. Please give him your attention, delegates.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, the provisional list of participants is ready for your correction for your checking and correction. The list is sitting on the document table. You will see it when you go out of this room. So please verify the name and other contact details of participants, as well as the need to delete any members that finally have not participated in this meeting. And secondly, the nomination period is still open for the offices of vice chairpersons until tomorrow noon. As I mentioned earlier, the groups of countries from the Near East region will meet in Lebanon room tomorrow at noon, 12:30, and there will be also a meeting of countries belonging to Latin America and the Caribbean taking place on Wednesday, that is to say tomorrow morning, starting 8:30 in Mexico room. So these are announcements. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Have a good evening, everyone.